You got to keep on rolling.
6 games into the Beaver hockey season, and the Beavers have played pretty darn well. Split with North Dakota, lost 2 close games at number 1 Minnesota. Then at home last weekend, swept the 16th-ranked Alaska Nanooks. This weekend, your Beavers on the road again at a ranked team. This time, Minnesota State Mankato. And yes, the Beavers need to keep on rolling, keep on playing well, and keep on doing what they've done the first 3 weekends.
But he keeps on rolling.
1 week ago, Bemidji State cruised past Alaska 6-1. Last Saturday, headed to overtime, tied 3-3.
Nothing left to give, but coming back.
That's when Corey Ward got a pass from Phil Marinaccio.
You got to get back on your feet and keep on rolling.
Beavers cleared up the far side boards. Here comes Phil Marinaccio into the left circle. Stops. Waits for the line change to finish. Feeds it back for Corey Ward. Ward shoots and scores! Corey Ward! In overtime, what a play by Marinaccio!
Got to hold up and wait for the trailer if it's one-on-one, if you can. And but patience, because Ward had to get off the bench. He was coming on a change, and of all players to get the puck in the slot, I think you'd pick Corey Ward if you got a choice, and he just buries it. And it's a big overtime win for the Beavers and a sweep of the Nanooks.
You got to get back on your feet and keep on rolling.
That's 3 straight games Bemidji State has had a player score 2 or more goals. Saturday at Minnesota, Marcus Gerbrandt. Friday night against Alaska, Charlie O'Connor. And last Saturday, Nate Arntz. League games in WCHA hockey, always a lot more intense than non-conference games. For the 4th straight week, the Beavers take on a ranked opponent. This week, Minnesota State Mankato. The Noosa pregame show is next on the Beaver Radio Network.